Hi, Duchess. Today is the 23rd of February, 1970. And, oh, golly, so many, many things have happened since I last spoke with you, which has been a while. I think it was the 12th of February. Anyway, today's happy George Washington's birthday. I don't know where to begin. I think the last time I was talking with you, I was telling you about the problem existing down in Canto with my quarters. You know, I didn't have permanent quarters, and where I was living, I shouldn't have been living. I mean, it was in the Cord's Transit Hotel, and they want me out, and I don't blame them, because I was only supposed to be in there 30 days, and like I was going on 5 months. Anyway, to make a long story short, this thing came to a head somewhere around the 13th or 14th, and I talked to over half a dozen commanders, and everybody wanted me to stay, you know, and they said I could stay in that room where I was. But the point was that the Army, and DMAC particularly, were supposed to give me permanent housing. And so, as I say, this whole thing just tossed around, and they had no place for me to go. This room that I was supposed to get over the PIO building, I tried to move in there on the 12th. I think I probably told you that I was going to move. But the room was occupied by some mail correspondents, and they weren't supposed to put any males on the third floor. That was supposed to be off-limits to males, strictly females. But they said they needed the room, and they didn't have the room, and they didn't feel that I should be down there by myself because there were no other women in the area and all this stuff. So I said, I know, I agree, but there are no other quarters designated for me to go to. So anyhow, I got very, very discouraged with it. I really got upset about it, and I called Yusufine, and I told Betty, and I asked her if I couldn't just pull out. I didn't want to go, Duchess, but this quarter thing is just, it's beyond reason. So Betty checked with Major Avery's, since Jane is still on leave to the States, and he said just to tell them to go to hell and that I should come on back. He said if they can't provide decent quarters for you, Anne, after all these months, he said you don't have to stay there. So I couldn't leave immediately because where was I on the 14th? I was somewhere. Anyway, I was in Saigon, that's right. So I didn't leave until the 18th. I left the Delta. In other words, I don't live there anymore, Duchess. I'm up at Longbin. So while I'm thinking of it, my mail, address all my mail to the headquarters. That's headquarters HQ and then USAV, capital USARV, USAV, and then SSD, Special Services Division. You can put SSD in parentheses, and then APO, San Francisco, 96375. I think you've had that address before. And in fact, just keep that address, because I'm up here enough that wherever I go, I'll always get my mail. Of course, now I haven't gotten any mail, because I haven't told anybody I haven't been there. I haven't communicated with anybody for weeks. But I left a card at the APO to send all my mail up here, so perhaps in a few days I'll be getting some. But you might pass that on to like Mother and all the other people who will be writing me at Team 96. I will get down there every once in a while. But anyhow, so in the midst of all this confusion on the 14th I had to go to Saigon. In fact, I think I was there on the 13th. Yeah, I was there on Friday night, the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th. I took a flight in the morning, Air America flight, went to Saigon. I went down to Charmaine's office. She has a beautiful office down there, Duchess. Really. You know, she's in the Hack Command in the center of Saigon, and she has her own office with her own latrine. She has a vehicle with a driver. Really great. I'm always out in the boondocks and you can't get anything. Anyway, it was a good day, and Betty came down later Friday night. And what we were doing in Saigon was, this was on business, Friday and Saturday, we were judging these books. I think I mentioned to you a while back, we had to compete in a worldwide contest. Department of the Army has this kooky contest every year, I guess. Anyhow, the books had to be judged, and we had three judges. Margot Quinn from USO, we had Quinn Smith from Red Cross, and we had Colonel Dickerson from the HAC area. And they had to judge the books all day Saturday. It took them to judge them. We put the books in a big room on conference table, and they spent all day just circling the table with all the books open, you know. We had 18 books, and we're going to pick 9 winners. And each book, well, it gets a little involved. Each book had to have 3 separate categories so that one book could win two times or 3 times. And as it turned out, which is 3 of my 4 clubs came out winners, and I was very pleased because there are just 4 clubs down the Delta, and the Delta is the most underprivileged in many ways. Anyhow, I had several meetings with my girls on these books, and out of the 7 books that went, well, we could send 9 winners, but 2 people were in 2 categories. 2 books were in 2 categories. So actually we sent 7 book searches. Of the 7, 4 of them were mine. So I don't think I could have asked for more than that. I felt very, very pleased. Anyway, I'm sorry, 3 of them were mine. 3 of the books. One of my clubs were in 2 categories. But even so, out of 18, that's good. So that was on Saturday, the 14th. And then that night, Billy took me out to dinner. We had a lovely lobster dinner down at the I House, and we stayed in a room with another librarian who just returned from the States, an older woman, Margaret something or other, I forget her name. Anyway, it was a very pleasant evening, and I didn't get back until late Sunday. I had to wait 4 hours at the airport before I got a ride back, hitched on a chopper. Anyway, that took care of the weekend. Then on the 16th and the 17th, so many things have happened, I just have to go quickly because got lots to tell. And as I said, I could make a tape on each episode. Anyhow, on the 16th and 17th, I was in a class for 2 days down at Canton. I think you've heard me speak many times of the Cords people. Well, it used to be Civilian Operation Revolutionary Development. Now, they've just recently changed it to Civilian Operation Rural Development. But anyway, the Cords people are made up of USAID people primarily. This is aid to international development. And there are some embassy people, some Just Pal, and various government organizations come under Cords. It's very confusing, but I've got some of it down pat. Anyhow, they do give an orientation 2-day period to their new people, and of course I am not with them, but I had asked some people if I couldn't get in on this, and so they made the arrangements, and I did get in on the course, and as I said, it was very interesting, and it was 2 full days, or almost, and that took care of Monday and Tuesday. And by the way, over this weekend, I caught a cold. You can probably hear part of it yet, but it's just about gone now. And I think I caught it because of the air conditioning. In Saigon, I slept in the air conditioning room, and they only had a sheet, no blankets or anything, and I'm not used to it. So, consequently, I got a pretty good cold. But it lasts just about a week, and it's just about gone now. Okay, that took care of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday the 18th was a terrible, terrible day. One, because I had spent all morning packing, and I just didn't feel good with my cold. And then I had to pack everything at my desk. I can't say office, but I share the office with someone else. But this was at DMAC. I cleaned out my desk and took everything that belonged to me. And then I had to run around and drop off things, you know, and I didn't even get to say goodbye to many people down there. Of course, I will be returning there, Duchess. I'm still responsible for the clubs in the Delta. It's just that I won't be living down there for a while, at least. Of course, Jane may have a lot to say about that when she gets back. I don't know. And I don't care either. It doesn't matter to me. I don't mind going back down the road. I like the Delta, you know. But I do have to have a place to stay. Anyhow, so on Wednesday, oh, it was terrible. I didn't know for sure if I was going to get a ride up to Longbourn, because we don't have a scheduled flight to come up here. We do have otters that come up here, at least one a day, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I went out to the otter, and of course I had my Jeep. And I took one of the boys that work at the Tiki Hut Service Club with me, and the pilot said he'd put me on with my whole baggage. I had 3 suitcases and 2 large boxes. And because I love to move, and anyhow, the last minute when he said he'd put me on, I told Mike, the boy, to be sure and call Betty up here at Longbourn and tell her I was arriving at 16:45. This was 4:45, and to meet the plane, and I'd take off all my household goods, and I'd stay on the plane, see, because the plane was going on to Vung Tau, and I wanted to be in Vung Tau that night because they were having the last of our fashion show at the service club. Anyhow, I had the whole thing planned, but somehow Betty got the wrong message. The boy called and got the secretary, and she told Betty 17:45, which was an hour later, and when the plane got to Longbourn, there was nobody there to meet it, you know, and here I had all this stuff, so I had to take it off the plane. I was lucky to get it on, and then I had to get off the plane. But as it turned out, so I never got to Vung Tau, Duchess, that's what happened, but maybe it wasn't too bad after all, because there was one of the girls who was supposed to be in the show was standing waiting to get on the plane at Longbourn, and of course she was very surprised to see me with about 200 pounds of household goods. And there wasn't any room for her because other people were getting on, so I told the pilot to give her my seat and I would get off the plane. Well, I had to get off anyway because, as I said, nobody had met me. Then I finally got somebody to help me load the stuff in the Jeep. I just delegated this Jeep and this young boy. I saw that. I said, listen, I need a ride to the boarding area, which is only a couple miles away. Anyway, he helped me, and then I forgot a briefcase of mine, left it on the where I made a phone call from. Anyway, I went back to the airport, and there's Betty sitting waiting for me. I said, what are you doing here? She said, I'm waiting for you to land. And I said, well, I landed an hour ago. Like, you know, where were you? So she had the message wrong, you know. So I took care of the 18th. Basically, I had such a bad cold, it was just as well I didn't go, because the flying did affect my ears. You know, when you have a cold, it can be a bit sore on the ears. Anyhow, what happened the 19th, 20th? I don't know. I can't remember. I've been working very hard. I know that. Anyhow, then comes the weekend. excuse me. Okay, oh, I tell you, this is all chopped up. I'm just determined to make a tape to you tonight, Duchess, because I tried to get one out to you the 19th. I remember, and well, I have this colonel who has a room 2 doors down from me. I'm in the men's billet, you know, but I have my own room here, you know. I have this permanent room now at Longbourn. It's air conditioned, and it's not too bad because I have a lot of colors, you know, and like now I have on my pink long robe. It's just great when I come out of the shower. Anyhow, this Colonel Hawk, he's very friendly, too friendly, but he's very nice about coming down inviting me for Rusty Nails. He has a beautiful room. I mean, his room is the same as mine, except he's done wonders with it. Put tile down, and in fact, he gave me a duckboard for the shower. He put that in when I wasn't even here. It was a very nice room, but he said he'll help me, but it's going to cost me more than I want to pay. That's the thing. I don't need money either, but he has a beautiful room. He's got stereo, and he's painted everything and built shelves and really, you know, he sent for things from the States, and he's done a fabulous job with his room. Anyway, so that's why I didn't get to make the tape. He came down, and I was trying to unpack, and I hadn't had a chance to unpack, plus I hadn't been feeling too good with the cold, so I just kind of let things go. Plus, I had to move the furniture around up here, and I had to do it myself, Duchess, you know, and like I moved this bed. It's great, but this room is so tiny, you have to move everything. When you move one thing, you have to move everything else. And half of it, you have to move outside to turn it around. It's a very small room, very compact, but it's more than I need. I mean, it suffices. I wish the closet were right. You can't close the door on the closet. Anyway, in fact, that's what I did most of this evening. Most of today, I've been moving furniture again and unpacking.